Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor, your front row seat to the trash fire that is humanity. I am your humble host, Joker, and today we're going to be talking about memes. And the reason why I wanted to do a kind of a meme show is that when I'm looking for stories to do for you guys and when I'm looking for topics to talk about, I come across memes. And sometimes I'm surfing on like 9gag or Image Flip or some of the other places, just looking at memes. And memes are kind of interesting because years ago they were just stupid, silly fun. But now they're starting to take on a tone of what's going on in current society. And I think that's really interesting because it's kind of a sign of the times that, and when I, most of these I found on 9gag or sometimes I find them on Reddit, and I pick the ones that are popular, the ones that have at least have 1,000 upvotes, the ones that seem to be resonating with people. And I wanted to talk about that today, and I wanted to do something kind of laid back and fun. Let me pull up our file here, and we'll get recording on this. And now I know a lot of you like to listen and you don't watch, so I'm going to read some of what's going on. So if you're watching, I'm not thinking you're stupid and don't understand what's going on. I'm going to read this out loud for the guys that like to listen. First one is the young gal, a little blonde gal in a blue dress. It's a drawing. And of course, the popular hot guy, or in this case, probably an average guy, but maybe it's the hot guy. And she says, hey, and he says, hey, how are you? She says, fine. He says, what are you doing? She says, nothing. He said, well, how was your day? She said, fine. And he walks away. What I like about this one and what makes it so interesting is this is where we are with dating. And you guys, I know you guys get on a dating app and you type a message if you happen to actually meet with somebody, or you meet a girl or something out and about and she says, oh yeah, we should talk and hang out sometime, and you message her, and this is the kind of text you get back, where it feels like you are carrying 98% of the conversation just to trying to get her to interact, and you'll message her something, and in return you get nothing back. It's and so many guys are just going, yeah, it's just not worth it. Like, and now when you even do get matches or you do get a phone number out in public, and this is kind of the response you get every time you message a girl, you realize either A, they have nothing to talk about, or they're totally not interesting or not really interested in you, or you've just been wasting your time. There's nothing worse than actually getting a match, sending a message, or getting a phone number, sending a message, and you get nothing but crickets back, or the one or two word sentences. I have a friend of mine that I often message on the phone. And over time, yes, I'm still friends with women. Like, she'd ask me a question and I'd answer her, and then I'd ask another question, follow up, and I would hear nothing back for 2 weeks. Or she'd ask me a question, I'd answer her, but it would be kind of, she's like, ah, what are you up to today? And I'm like, oh, I just did this, 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 and this. And that's it. And that's it. And that's what, so in the end, this is where guys go, it's not worth messaging, it's not worth getting your number, it's not worth talking to you, because I know where this goes. This goes nowhere. I'm just going to waste my time even trying. Next one. This one I did in a video like a year ago, but I have so many new subs that I thought I'd cover this one again. When a girl was really into actor Robert Pattinson, he's the guy that did the vampire movie there with where he was a sparkly vampire in the sunshine, whatever it is. I don't even remember because I don't watch those kind of movies. Anyway, actor Robert Pattinson once dealt with an obsessed fan who had been camping outside his apartment. How did he deal with her? By taking her out on a dinner date and boring the life out of her. I just complained about everything in my life and she never came back. But remember, guys, now this is an obsessed fan with a Hollywood star, and he was able to chase her off in one dinner date. How? By sharing his feelings and his frustrations with the world, and she never came back. So when women say, you know what, I want to know how my guy feels, and I want to know what's important to him in your life and dreams and ambitions and what makes you sad. And No, they don't. They don't care. Now they say they do, but the minute you share it with them, they'll go away. this one, this poor guy, This is an image on the left-hand side. It's a woman holding what looks to be a spent bullet. And on the right is a hickey or a bite mark on her neck. And this guy apparently, or it's, I'm sorry, it's him, a guy holding the round in his hand. And it says, people, don't fire off bullets in the air anymore. On the 31st, my wife went to celebrate New Year with her friend, and it a bullet came down and scratched her neck. They almost ended her. And then anybody that's 14 or 15 years of age that has been in high school and had a girlfriend, it's an obvious hickey on her neck. So this dude, oh, welcome. We'll see this guy in another, I don't know, 6 months or a year. Maybe he'll be on these forums or this side of the YouTube scene. What's going on with what it's like to be divorced or cheated on. This one has audio. I like this one. And this one's for all you guys that want to talk about, I want to get married and have kids. But when you're married, at least you have someone that you're comfortable with and you can have a good bedroom life with. This is an older gentleman talking about his bedroom life with his wife of probably several decades.
How often do you and Mom have sex?
You're talking about this year or last year or what? Do we have sex?
Uh-huh.
Almost every day. Last Sunday, almost. Monday, almost. So it's almost every day.
That is a legendary answer. And that's the answer I think I'm going to use anytime in the future. Because that's just, I heard this and I had a great laugh about it. So when somebody asks you, oh yeah, man, girlfriend, wife, whatever, we've been together for almost, I don't know, 10 years. How often do you do it? Well, we do it almost every day, almost Monday, almost Tuesday, almost Wednesday. But that's married life for you. And many times, and you guys that have been married, because I've been married and I can attest to this, it is straight up the truth. It becomes at a certain point, she makes it sound like a chore. Why? Because you're not thrilling. You're not exciting. She owns you. You own her. There's not this great connection anymore, unless you're a guy that's a few steps higher on the rung and she is still excited to be with you. But if you slip into every day, man, forget it. Just forget it. All right, moving on to our next one. This one, a young gal messages a dude and says, what's your favorite bedroom position? And he responds, I'm just happy to be involved. If that doesn't give you the state of dating today. Guys are just not, again, unless you're that top 10, 5% of dudes, you're just not getting the action. Another cheating story here. This is a screenshot of a phone, and it says, and below it says Pizza Hut as the contact, and it says good night with two hearts. And a guy writes, I just saw this on my girlfriend's phone. Their customer service is like no other. And this is something I've heard gals and guys doing many times, is they'll save a romantic contact as dentist, doctor, Pizza Hut in this case, or something else that if you were to go through the phone, you would never think of checking that contact. And they will, you know, it's very easy to finish up a conversation with somebody and then just go back to the main conversation screen and delete the conversation. That's all there is to it. That's how easy it is. And I think with phones and social media and the ability, you know, the circle of dating used to be our farm and the farm next door and a couple other farms surrounding us, or maybe the county school. You know, when my mom was in school, the one school had kindergarten through 12th grade, and there were maybe, I think she said 60 or 80 students, and they were taught by two teachers. And the kindergartners sat in the same classroom as the 12th graders, but they were all given different projects. And then they'd ask the teacher if they needed help. Well, then, you know, you flash forward to me when I was in my 18, 16, 18, 20. Girlfriends were the girls you met in school, high school. Maybe if you were on the football team or through sports, it might be a cheerleader. Or if you're in the band, it might be a flute player if you're a trombone player like I was. But it was always, again, close. Now, women can hook up with anybody they don't know that might be 15 miles away that works at a different company. And guys can do this too, mind you. Guys can do this too. But this is what's led to the decimation of dating. Is there so many opportunities and people out there that it's the temptation's too much for an awful lot of people. So shame on you, Pizza Hut. All right, next up, another image. This is surprised Captain James T. Kirk. It says, me, when I download Tinder and fail for the 24th time, even though I didn't get a single like in the first 23 times. We talk about that too. The dating apps here are just awful. Forget about it. Because here's the thing. If it's a very quality guy, he's not on the dating apps. If he's a really good looking guy, but he's on the dating apps, he's looking for shagging. He's just looking for some action. And he's going to line up as many girls as he can. Same thing. A very attractive woman on a dating app, it means she's probably a little a cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs and not in her right mind. Speaking of which, this is a meme that shows a medical center, and it says mental health center over the door. And it says, when you're tired of dating rehab girls and want to take things up a notch, go to the medical or the mental health center. And below it says, WikiHow, how to meet an exciting girlfriend. And I'm not saying all of these are smashing it out of the park, but the point is all of these are being upvoted a lot, and all of these are getting attention, and they're getting likes, and they're getting comments because they're resonating with guys today. They're resonating with people. This is how guys are. So it's not just us in the manosphere. It's not us guys that have just decided to go bachelor or struggling in dating. It's literally everybody, but except the most successful guys. Here's a post from Twitter, or no, Facebook, sorry. Post from Facebook. It says, no matter how fast you run, you can't run away from the fact that you don't have a social life and you're going to end up alone. And at the bottom, somebody says, don't threaten me with a good time. You know, if you watched my video I did yesterday, Tom Hardy was like, hey, if you spend enough time alone, it can be addicting and you realize how much you don't like other people. And that's true. That's true. I personally have not gone out on a date now in almost, well, it's 2020, so I guess almost 3 years now. I forget when I came back from my travels overseas, if it was 2018 or 2017, I'd have to look it up, but probably at least 2 years, 2 to 3 years. No physical contact with another human being other than giving my mom a hug, you know, and giving my dad a hug too, when I visit them. No physical contact, no handshakes. No, of course I can't do that now because you got to do the elbow bump because of all the stupid stuff. But you know something? I love it. I have my own little cabin bus, not quite in the woods, but close enough. And you start realizing I can do whatever, whenever, however I want all the time. And I don't have to get the, honey, let's go do something. I'm bored. Honey, did you remember to do the, honey, will you, honey, well, what do I get for all the honey-dos? What do I get for all the chores that I do? Well, I can't, all right. Well, we can go out for a romantic dinner and I don't know, maybe that'll put me in the mood. Forget it, not interested. Next. Now, this is from Anonymous. And the other day I was talking about 25% of men that go to college are afraid to ask for a girl's number or ask for a date, even one time. It's not fear of multiple times getting in trouble. They're afraid to ask one time. So this is one of those guys. It's the image of the crying, like a crying meme or a crying image. And it says, be me, 3 years old at the playground. Girl asked me to play with her. Sure, why not? Mom calls me to go home, grin on her face. Hey, who's your girlfriend? Embarrassed for some reason. Mom continues to bother me. Whenever she sees me with any girl, she would pull this crap. Dad does this too. This goes on for the next couple years. Seventh grade, avoid girls completely to not be bothered at home. Do this till the end of high school, now in college. My face when I have no clue how to interact with girls, I just avoid them. My face when I visit home and my mom asks me why I don't have a girl. You know, this is something that happens a lot, and it can be parents. You know, there are some not great parents out there that are raising a whole group of not great people right now. And I think this is part of the problems that society, because it's, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Take a picture and make a photocopy of it, and then make a photocopy of the photocopy, and then make a photocopy of the photocopy of the photocopy. You see what I'm saying, right? Eventually, you'll just end up with a blurred mess and you have no idea what the original picture was. This is what's going to be happening with dating, is you have, not dating with society, because you're going to have somebody that's messed up and they have a kid and they raise that kid. messed up. And that kid ends up even more messed up than they are. And then that kid can't even have a healthy relationship or a healthy pair bonding with a significant other or marriage or anything like that. So they're more good. And then they get pregnant and they're more goofed. Look at Idiocracy. I'm telling you, if you haven't seen the movie Idiocracy, even if you pay a couple of bucks to rent it, it is worth it. It is our future. I have a clip that I'm going to edit and throw in one of these. I was going to do it for tonight, but I have so much to go through tonight. I skipped it. But Idiocracy tells you how it is. The smart, intellectual, reasonable, responsible people end up having little to no kids, but the people that are just stupid as all heck and are getting out there and doing it like rabbits. I'm going to get something to drink here. The ones that are out there doing it like rabbits, they're the ones that are procreating like no one's business. A girl in a fishnet top with a little bikini top on her. Again, a drawing. She says, I haven't had bedroom fun in 2 weeks. I'm practically a virgin again. And the guy wearing a beanie, looking very much like me, except with dark circles under his eyes, said, I haven't been hugged in my whole life. This is where we are, fellas. And I know some of you feel like this too. And I know it gets you down in the dumps. That's why I said, like I said, I haven't been hugged except for my family. I haven't been, you know, 2-3 years. Yeah, it kind of can get you in a place. But you know something? The people that say, oh, you need physical contact. Oh, you've got to have interactions with other people every day or every 3 days, or you get into the social bet. Not necessarily. I did the story a couple months ago about the guy that moved to Alaska and just built a cabin and lived by himself for, I don't know, 30 years or whatever it was. And the only physical or only human contact he had was when someone would fly in and drop off supplies that were good for 3 or 6 months, and they'd leave again. And maybe they'd sit down and have coffee and a conversation. You want to talk about a Chad, a guy that can handle it. That guy was, I mean, living in a cabin by himself that he built by himself. He caught his own food by himself. I mean, just incredible. But again, this shows you a lot of guys are struggling. And these are not guys necessarily here on these channels. This is all men, fellas. And again, she's gone 2 weeks and she thinks it's a long time. All right, this is a straight up great meme. I think this one doesn't have any sound. But I'll play it, and then I'll tell you kind of what's going on after the fact. Okay, yeah, this doesn't have any sound. So what it is this guy, he met on somebody with on a dating app, and it shows her picture, and it shows her thin and pretty with makeup, and she looks cute. She's Asian. She looks cute, and then he pulls away from the dating app. Yeah, she looks cute there and young. And then he puts the camera on her sitting across from him, eating, stuffing her face, and she looks like she's twice as heavy. This is called catfishing. Well, so a lot of these dating apps that you get on and you go, man, it'd be nice to hook up with a hot girl. She may not be a hot girl, man. That photo might be 10 years old with 14 filters on it, and she did some Photoshop to make her chest bigger and her butt bigger and slim everything else down. You don't know. But that was very accurate. This is actually, I don't know if this is on YouTube. I with the number of views, I would assume it is. I did not go to this website. I didn't go look. I don't care. But someone took this screenshot. It's from a Shan Booty, B-O-O-D-Y, Shan Booty. And shows her, one of her videos is thumbnails is her hugging a guy. And it says, our open relationship. And right down below that, it says, my STD nightmare, how I got chlamydia. Shocking.
I am shocked. Shocked. Well, not that shocked.
You get in these open relationships, and a lot of gals and a lot of guys do not use protection as they should. And look, and if you're in a long-term relationship and you're comfortable with a person, see, one of the nice things is when I've gotten the snip-snip, I can't be tricked. The girl can't go, oh, I forgot to take my pill and I'm pregnant. Because then I'll be like, either A, you're a liar, or B, you cheated on me and I'm out. See, I took control for myself. Some of you guys think somehow that loses manliness for you. I don't know about you, but I feel as manly as when I got it done. But the whole point is I have control of that. But so when you're in a long-term relationship and it's someone that you feel you're comfortable with, yeah, you know, you can forego some of the protection if you feel that you're okay. And especially, you know, married couples don't buy 24 packs of these things. But the interesting thing is the hookup culture is not using them. And that's Man, I looked it up, and the STI rates have been going up and up and up over the last, I think it's been the last half a decade or more now, year after year after year, because of the promiscuity and the unwillingness or the I don't give an F, and they just go without protection. So watch yourself, boys, if you're still out there. All right, this is a gentleman that's getting ready to shoot a basketball. I will let his wife say what she's going to say.
Babe, if you miss this, I'm going to divorce you.
And he chucks it about 2 yards over. Oh, if that doesn't explain marriage in a nutshell. Love it, love it. All right, moving on to the next one. This is Mona Lisa. She has a Lay's potato chip bag in her lap. She's flipping you the finger. She's got a bunch of rolls of toilet paper behind her, and she's exceptionally fat. This is the modern Mona Lisa right there. This is the modern woman. Many of them, not all, many of them. Fat, entitled, angry, and not attractive. Not worth dealing with.
Was she a great big fat person?
Moving on, next one. All right, this is the last. I've got five dating profiles I'm going to do for the day for you guys, because I've got a few to go through. And thank you for the ones that sent them to me. I appreciate that. You can always send them in to beingthebestbachelor@gmail.com. I do not have time to go through all your emails. I do not have time to go through all the messages on Instagram. I've decided to keep my Instagram. Thank you for sending me that stuff, guys. I just can't get through hundreds of these things. I'll click through them, and if they're a short read, I can get through them, but there's no way I can respond. So please understand that. It's not that I ignore you. It's not that I don't want to hear from you. But, you know, if you send me in the dating profile of the day and you're like, oh, here, check this out. Great. I can save the image. Done. If you guys write me a huge, long story and then says at the end of it, say, hey, what do you think I should do? I'm sorry, man. I just do not have the time to write you a letter back, because I get so, so many of them. So please understand that. All right. This is last bit of hope and motivation for you guys. Because again, I think this is going to be a bit of a hard year. It says everything can be taken from a man, but one thing, the last of human freedom. Let me try that again. Try English. Everything can be taken from a man, but one thing, the last of the human freedoms. To choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. And that comes from Key Insight from Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. A good book if you have not read it. This year might be tough, man. If you're dating or if you want to date, if you've broken up with a girlfriend, things aren't going exactly the way you want it to, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. And you have two ways to go about it. You can play the victim card and say, you know something, this isn't fair, life isn't fair, I hate everyone, I don't like that, blah, 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 blah. Or you can say, you know what, man, it is what it is. It's out of my control, it happened, and now I just got to move on. Because the longer you spend looking over your shoulder, looking over your shoulder behind you, you're not looking forward. You're not looking at what's coming, what opportunities are there for you. So, and I know it's easier said than done, fellas. I've been hurt. I wanted to look behind me and try to figure out what I did wrong. What could I have done better? Why did she do this? What could I have done? Did I do that? I get it. But it's not going to get you anywhere. It's not going to fix anything. Just do your best. Keep plowing forward. Keep moving forward. Look for opportunities to better yourself, whether it's a diet like I'm going on right now, whether it's getting yourself back in shape, whether it's getting some finances squared away, anything like that. Guys, your forward-looking eyes, that's where it is. And how you choose your attitude about what's going on. That's really what separates the I'm a loser and the world hates me versus, hey, you know what, man, things didn't work out the way it should have, but I'm still going to be successful. I'm still going to move forward. I'm going to make the best out of it, and I'll get through this. Those two people can be in the same place as far as life goes. But one keeps moving along. That's all there is to it. All right, now it is time for the dating profiles of the day. All right, this young gal is 37. And I say I blurred her face, but I'd say she's a 5. She's average. It shows herself in some sort of a outfit that a little bit like a bikini. She's 37. She's a finance geek. It says, I'm an accountant, but lost count on the number of times I have swiped left. Okay, so why? Well, she says, I'm after a 10 out of 10 alpha male that can kick my A in the gym, cook meals with, go on adventures around the world, and settle down with. I will not be held accountable for my actions if you are rude, disrespectful, or lie. So again, a 5 or a 6 wants a 10, and her accounting numbers have run out because of the number of times she's swiped left. She's 37. She's going to be like this at 38 and 39 and 40. The only problem is every year that ticks by, while her selection will not, while she will not change her mind on what kind of selection she's willing to have, the people willing to have her will get smaller and smaller and smaller. Again, the assets of diminishing returns. Next one. This gal is 31. She looks like she's got a tattoo on her legs. She's a little bit bigger. Says, please give me more material for my brother-in-law. He thinks my Tinder matches are garbage and it boosts his ego. If you are disgusted by OnlyFans, girl, you can go ahead and swipe left. Women can do whatever they want with their bodies. K, thanks. You're right. Women can do whatever they want with their bodies. Men, you know what we can do with our bodies? We can stick our little finger out and swipe left on you. When we find this about you and we've gone on a couple dates and maybe you didn't mention OnlyFans and we find that out, our bodies can reach into our wallet, pay our share of the bill, and walk out. We're not going to put up with this attitude anymore. It's fine and dandy, you know, I don't get angry about it. Girls, you can have all the attitude you want. You can have all the attitude you want, but it doesn't work anymore. Now, if you're a super hot smoking 10, right? And you say, hey, you're a 7. And if me as a 10, if I'm going to be with you as a 7, I expect you to do A, B, Z, G, whatever. And the guy goes, yeah, all right. I mean, if I get to sleep with a 10, yeah, I'll pay for dinners. I'll do this. Look, forget it. Oh, and at the bottom of this, she says, I'm still looking for someone who can fix my attitude problem. I'm apparently a BBW.
Was she a great big fat person?
Look, you're a big girl. You have an attitude problem. You have OnlyFans. You're 31. And you want guys to jump through hoops for you. Best of luck to you. That's all I got to say. Best of luck to you. Next, 56. She is definitely a BBW. I'm sorry, I mispronounced that. She's definitely a BMW. She's big. She's a larger lady. She says, friendly, creative person looking for marriage with the right person. I'm also looking for a generous man who will spoil me and also teach me investing skills. I have been single and independent all these years, so it's time for a change. Love traveling, staying in beautiful hotels, plus singing, cooking, and gardening. And she's 56, and she is a big, beautiful woman. The entitlement, fellas. Entitlement. Look, now, here's the thing, okay? I have Bumble. I look through it for some fun dating profiles to pull out. I think I've found two myself. I haven't edited them, but put them together. I have two myself that I'm going to put together, but they're not like, oh my gosh. No, I mean, here's the thing. If this woman just said, hey, you know what? I'm a friendly, creative person looking for marriage with the right person. I'm 56. I'm an entrepreneur. I like traveling and like singing, cooking, and gardening. There's nothing here to make fun of. That's just a 56-year-old woman that, you know, again, a little bit bigger, but that's just someone looking for love. But when you start putting, you better be generous and spoil me and teach me and traveling and staying in beautiful hotels. Come on. Bring yourselves back down. Girls, if you do not bring yourselves back down to earth, it's not the guys that are going to be unhappy. The older we get, the more our testosterone drops. Now, you can go get replacement therapy or hormonal and testosterone replacement therapy if you want to. Or you can hit the gym and you can watch how eat lots of, my opinion, this is my opinion only, hit the gym, eat lots of good red meats, vegetable, cut down on the carbohydrates a little bit, man, your testosterone will come up. How much? I don't know. But you can also get testosterone replacement therapy. But here's the thing, as you get older, that testosterone slides off and your worry about women in the bedroom and that kind of fun takes a dip. And as we get older, it dips further. So as men get older and men have more money and men are more successful and men accumulate wealth, women are going to want men more and more and more because they're going to see how much accumulated wealth and what easy street they're living on. And a woman's going to be like, oh, man, I just had fun for the last 20 years, but now I'm in crisis mode. Now I got to find a dude. Dudes don't want you anymore. And you know what? You still may be pretty and you might be young. Guy's not going to marry. Guy's not going to buy. Why? Because he knows. A lot of headache for a little bit of bedroom fun. That's a lot of headache. And if I want someone to hang out with or have interesting conversations with, I don't need a wife. I'll have guy friends or something like that. All right. This is another dating profile. This is one that one of you sent in to me. I did not blur out her name because I forgot. But I did blur out where she lives, so that doesn't matter. And I blurred out her face. This young lady is 28, and she says... Okay, let's start this again. She's 28, and she says, I am 27. So apparently when she put her birthday into the app, she didn't remember her own birthday. Or she's already lying right off the get-go. I'm 27 and I'm a mom, a mum, M-U-M, so she's from the UK, probably England. I'm 27 and I'm a mum to 6 children. I'm 27 and I'm a mum to 6 children who currently don't stay with me. Now, you guys know the statistics I've read before about about what percentage of women don't get custody. It's 15%. Women get custody 85 to 90% of the time. So when a woman doesn't have custody, why? Is there an addiction problem? Is there a mental problem? Did she just not want her own 6 kids? First sentence right there. First sentence is enough. 27, mom to 6, who don't stay with me. I'm looking for a guy that I can trust, who has children or would like children, has a car and lives in, and these were a bunch of cities that I blurred out because, you know, but they were in England. I'm looking for a long-term relationship, marriage. Guy has to be age 18 and over, in other words, legal, and accept the fact that I'm and accept the fact that I am currently pregnant by my ex looking to get married. I read the first couple lines and I'm like, oh, this is a winner for profile of the day. I didn't even read to the bottom. 27, mom to 6, and I'm currently pregnant by my ex. 7 kids by 27. No successful, unsuccessful, loser, nobody is going to take on that kind of responsibility. Nobody. Not going to happen. And if he does, then he is going to be, if you consider yourself a 5, ma'am, you're going to have to pick 1 or 2. Because no self-respecting guy is going to put him in for that. Get married and take on the responsibility of 7 kids that aren't his. What are we doing? Jesus. All right, I didn't have to blur this photo out because her face is mostly covered. I did forget to blur that out, though. Okay, so I'll have to fix that. She says, I'm 19, and this picture is her in a what looks to be a bikini or a sports top. It is basically from her belly button up. It's hiding her face, and the only things you can clearly see is her chest. And it is a big, healthy chest, you know? So I can understand a girl wanting to put her assets out there. She says, 1 kid, 1 on the way. Well, that answers why maybe she has a little bit larger chest. looking for a family-oriented person. Do you think? Maybe you should have looked for a family-oriented person before you started making the family. I'm ready to settle down. Yes, I'm sure you are now. If that's not you, don't hit me up. Also, I know I have a huge chest. Don't comment on them. Thanks. It's annoying. Again, her profile hides her face and is a picture of her without a shirt on, and the only thing you can see in the picture is her chest. Yet, don't comment on this. So you're supposed to say, wow, that's a really nice tan wall in whatever room you're standing in. Or, I like your... There's nothing literally else in the picture to talk about except her chest and a tan wall. Nothing. And it looks like she took it in a restroom at a Burger King or a McDonald's. What? One on the way, 19, one kid already. Now, when I was 19, when I was 18, I was graduating high school. When I was 19, I joined the military. The furthest thing from my mind was dating a girl with a kid. Or a girl with a kid that is pregnant. Hey, do you want to go out and grab a drink? Oh, you can't grab a drink. And also you're not legal age here in the United States. I don't know, guys. I don't know. Like, I wish there was something constructive I could say. There's nothing. There's nothing constructive I can say about this entire thing. All right, guys, I will leave it there. Guys, remember, you know, memes and themes and, again, social media and the news media and all these places are pushing a certain narrative. But the counterculture, memes and websites and fun sites and places where people share stuff like, you know, the memes that I've been sharing all night, that's now the underground. That's the counterculture. These are the things that people want to talk about that aren't accepted on mainstream news and social media. These are the things to pay attention to because again, and one of you said this in the comments the other day, and I think it's a very valid point. If you want to know who has control, figure out who you can't criticize, and that's who's got control over you. Now, they worded it much better than I did. Can you criticize the government? Yeah. Can you criticize women? No. Can you criticize guys? Yes. But I'm saying in the main culture right now, you got to be careful on who you call out. But it's not, the patriarchy is not the ones that are all in charge anymore. I can tell you that right now. Because they'll call out men all day long. And a guy even tries to stand up for himself and they call him problematic. So just keep that in mind. You know, it's just figure out who you can't criticize and they're the ones that are in control of things. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links below as always. If you have, thank you very much. Best way to support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, and check out my older videos as well. If you want to join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com, that's where I put memes and videos and stuff that I don't have anything personal over there that I've not done here, but I'll put links to interesting articles. A lot of guys are posting great. We do kind of deep thinking over there. We post silly stuff. It's a great place if you want to join us all over there. It's a great community. There's, I don't know, 5,000 or 6,000 of us over there. So, and don't forget to check out my news channel if you'd like to see some of my older stuff, which is Odd Man Out. I'll keep putting over things over there as we keep going. Guys, that's it for me. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Have a good night.